That's the sound of the general alarm sounding on the Viking Sky cruise vessel off Norway last weekend. With 1,300 passengers on board, they suffered complete engine failure in a storm.
This is the general emergency signal. Once again, ladies and gentlemen.
These people were among 479 airlifted off by helicopter.
It happened rather quickly. We were trying to stay lower in the ship towards the center just because it was a recipe for seasickness. And then they called muster stations, and within half an hour, we figured out that we're getting off here. We could see that we were getting blown in towards some rocks. That was the most frightening thing, I think. But luckily that wasn't our destiny.
Yeah. The guy came down from the helicopter, one of the Coast Guards, snapped my belt and said, hold it, and shot me up about 100 feet in the air and onto the helicopter. But they were awesome. I mean, as soon as they hoisted you up, he grabbed me and pulled me in like a sack of potatoes and dragged me to the back of the helicopter, and he was next. I can't get over how magnificent the crew was on the ship, the National Guard, and how kind the Norway folks people have been. It's been just shocking how wonderful people are.
Laura Garlock told her local TV station in Wisconsin, TMJ4, what had happened.
Friday, it started getting a little rough. Saturday got much worse. Saturday morning, it was difficult to walk on the ship, but things were still okay at that time. But I would say around 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon here, things started really going bad. The first things that started happening, we were sitting in the atrium area, and below us was a little cafe with a bar on the first floor of the ship, and all of a sudden all this glass started flying. Food was flying around. All you heard was huge amounts of breaking glass. I said to my husband, our room was on the very back of the ship, literally as far back as you could go. I said, I'm going to go back up to the room. And I started progressing there by myself. He stayed in the atrium at that time. And as I got into my suite, my cabin steward came in, and all the furniture was turned upside down. The table was knocked over. Things were, the coffee maker was on the floor. It would look like a train had gone through the room. And I started trying to pick things up. And then all of a sudden a huge wave hit, and I fell backwards and hit my head. Then all the power went out on the ship. It seemed within 30 seconds of that, the emergency alarm sounded, and we were told by the captain to report to our muster station. Once we got to our muster station on deck two, they were organizing us, and we were sitting in this area at the muster station, which was actually a restaurant being used as a muster station. And you saw a wave. We were on the second floor of the ship, and we saw a wave coming that was actually higher than where we were sitting. So I can't tell you how big that wave was exactly, but I do know I could not see the top of it from the second floor of the ship. And when that wave hit the ship, the window broke, water started flooding in. People were screaming, tables were flying, people were flying. we were just basically terrified. I don't know how much time progressed, but then the crew was phenomenal through this whole ordeal, very professional and very good at their jobs of assisting everyone. They started getting us out of there because they had to shut down that part of the ship, stop so the water wouldn't keep coming in. And that's when we ended up in the atrium, and we sat there, my husband and I, well, all of us, for 16 hours. And then after 16 hours, my husband and I, that's when our little group was called, and we were escorted to the rescue helicopter on top of the ship. And they rescued us around 6 o'clock Sunday morning is when we finally.
Was there ever a moment when you thought, I might not get off this ship alive?
Yes, there was more than that moment in the room by myself that crossed my mind. And also when I saw the wave approaching the ship when we were in the muster station, I thought, I don't know if we're going to make it out of here. Yeah, absolutely. And many other passengers we spoke to felt the same way. The other passengers have told us they were telling their spouse, I love you. If we don't make this, I mean, people were bleeding. One person broke their arm. Another person had a compound fracture on their leg. I mean, people were hurt. Yeah. We talked, groups of passengers, we would talk, tell stories. The crew, I can't even begin to tell you, we're sitting there in the middle of this disaster and they're coming through with water, food, towels, trying to care for us.
Some witnesses there from the Viking Sky. And everybody got off the ship safely. And the cruise company said that the engine failure had been caused by low oil level in the engines. The heavy seas stopped oil flowing through the engines and they shut down automatically to prevent complete failure. But it seems almost incredible that something like that could nearly have caused a massive maritime disaster. Thankfully, everybody is now safe.